This is the story of an idiot.
When John Henry was a little baby, he was sitting on his mommy's knee. He picked up a slide rule and a book on mathematics, saying, thinking's gonna be the job for me. Said, thinking's gonna be the job for me.
Yes, sir. Old John Henry was just a little bitty 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 baby.
He's just a little thinker.
He decided when he growed up he was gonna be a thinking man.
With a filter.
Yes, sir, so he went to school for it. Studied all about algebra and thinking, geometry and thinking, trigonometry and thinking, calculus and thinking.
Counting.
Trouble with English, though.
Grammar's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Grammar's gonna be the death of me.
I tell you, Greek kind of threw him there, too.
Homer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Homer's gonna be the death of me.
Jethro, too.
Yes, sir, that's what old John Henry did. Went to school and became a very, very competent thinker, which is unusual. Went out into the business world where they do a lot of heavy thinking and got a job as a thinking man. For a while, he was with the Chicago Tribune thinking up thoughts for the day.
And for a time, he had a job working with the Weather Bureau thinking up girls' names for hurricanes.
He was thinking up a storm, I'll tell you.
For a while, he had a job with the Atomic Energy Commission thinking up bombs.
While he had a job writing our comedy material.
Thinking up bombs.
Yeah. You know, for a while he's with the federal government thinking up excuses.
It was a big job, I tell you. Well, one day they brung an efficiency expert around on the job and he figured out John Henry's fringe benefits. And he hollered out,
automation! Well, the expert said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a computer around. I'm gonna bring me a computer and an IBM machine. Cybernetics gonna put the answer down.
Computers help to keep the payroll down.
Well, now the man who invented the computer was from a place called MIT. He punched out cards and tapes by the yards. I'm a nearer my God to thee. I'm a nearer my God to thee. Well, and John Henry said to the inventor,
what'd he say?
He said, your tubes don't mean a damn. All your wires and your circuits on the integer of two are never gonna beat a thinking man. Are never gonna beat a thinking man.
So it was proposed that John Henry and the computer have a race. The inventor punched out a card for the computer. John Henry stepped into the isolation booth. Ralph Edwards read him his question.
John Henry started into thinking till his head glowed cherry red. There was smoke from his ears and his eyes poured tears, and he thunked till his brain dropped dead. Think, think, funk, funk till his brain dropped dead.
And that's the sad and awful fate of John Henry, the thinking man. Couldn't stop thinking.
Couldn't do it.
Killing him.
Twisted him all up.
They took John Henry to the bug house, but still his legend grows. Now no one's ever heard John Henry say a word. He's just sitting there, smiling, like he knows.